Welcome, dear learners. Welcome in this module on research project proposal writing. In this module, we will learn about the basic concepts of proposal writing. After completing this module, you will be able to know the basics of writing an effective project proposal, and you will be able to write an effective project proposal and communicate to the funding agency. This module will be covered under the heads: what are research projects, why they are needed, timing, when to plan the research projects, pre-planning, types of projects, targeting funding agencies, and basic principle and basic steps of proposal writing. So let's begin writing research project proposals. So very firstly, I would like to define the research before moving to the research project proposal writing. What is research? Any creative, systematic activity undertaken in order to increase the stock of knowledge, including knowledge of man, culture, and society, and the use of this knowledge to devise new applications, is called research. Let's take another definition. Research is a process of steps used to collect and analyze information to increase our understanding of a topic or issue. It consists of 3 steps: pose a question, collect data to answer the question, and present an answer to the question. So these are the some major definitions of research. However, the perception of research may vary little bit. The methodology may vary, but the concept is same. Now, let's move to the research projects. What are research projects? As I feel, as I define, however, you won't find any specific definition of research project. What is a project? So what are research projects? Research projects are the specific, time-bound, rational, and result-oriented group of activities funded by any grant agency, which focus on studying, exploring, and developing a new theory, product, or service which has the practical application or utility. It may also include developing or establishing understanding of facts on observation. So the last word was utility. I remember the quote from the Edison: anything that won't sell, I don't want to invent, because sale is the proof of utility, and utility is success. So to do the need-based research is the focal point and the demand of the current era. We cannot waste our money in doing the things which don't have any applicability, which don't have any utility. Now, let's answer the question, why? Why we should do the research? Why we should do the research projects? The first factor, the first answer is to be updated with the new challenges and research. Until unless we are updated with the advancement of research, we cannot do the utility-based research. That's why the research projects are needed to be done. The second answer to your question, to our question, why we should do the research project, is to develop culture of innovation, or IPR, intellectual property right. Developing the culture of innovation means IPR-based research in which the component of novelty is there. We do the research project so that we can have funds to do the research which can have the patentability. And we can protect our intellectual property with that thing. That is called patent. And it fulfills the demand of research, that is utility based. The next thing is to develop the national and international collaborations. We do the research projects so that we can have the good interaction globally with the experts, with the researchers, and have collaborations with them. I would like to just give this example. I was in need of phosphatidylcholine for my project and for my research. I was going through. The opportunities was not having any funds with me. I discussed this thing with some of the collaborators, some of the experts of Europe. So they suggested me. And then I managed to have a sample of phosphatidylcholine worth more than 1 lakh rupees. That too, twice from a source. So this was the beauty of collaboration. You can have much more advantage with developing the collaboration. The next thing is to get recognized in academic and research. Now, research projects give the recognition. The number of projects you have done give rise to number of publications and number of other things. It might lead to patents. So they are the, the foundation of your research career or academic career, that academic career. So they have a very vital role in giving the recognition in academics. The next reason is to develop an attitude of continuous learning. In the teaching learning process, a teacher who is doing research, who is actively involved in research apart from the teaching, is well updated with the body of knowledge in comparison of the teacher who is not doing the research. And it gives a value addition to your academics, to a teaching learning process. And this learning is reflected in your teaching. The next reason is to establish your own lab. You can have your own lab if you are doing the research projects. You need not to depend on the institutional laboratories or departmental laboratory. If you are doing the projects, you can develop your own lab and you can do your own small projects without any funding maybe. And the last reason, but not the least, to develop your own team. You can develop your own research team with the project fellow, with the collaborators, with the co-PI to do the research project, to do the further research, to plan the future research. So this was all about the concept of research project. So we can have the idea that why should we do the research project in this section. Now we will move to next part of research project planning in the next section.